After months of relative calm, Kashmir Valley once again is in the grip of tension during its peak tourism season. The incidental fire that destroyed Kashmir's famous 200-year-old Sufi shrine on Monday has angered people. They blame government for slow services and poor facilities. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Shrine, which is located in the heart of Srinagar city, is considered as an important center for Islamic and spiritual teachings in Kashmir. Over the past 2 days, government has imposed curfew on certain sensitive areas to prevent violent protests. Kashmir Valley remained closed to mourn over the destruction of the shrine.
It was 6 in the morning when we saw fumes coming out of the shrine. It could have been saved, but fire services were late and also there was no water in the fire service tankers.
Senior police official, while talking to Press TV on phone, said restrictions are at place to observe utmost precaution so as to avoid any law and order problem which may lead to further violence in the valley. As the anxious protesters pelted stones over government forces, some people have been injured in the past 2 days. The Chief Minister of the state, Umar Abdullah, has appealed to people to maintain peace and restrain from any violence in the region and has assured the people of quick investigation of the incident.
So far, we have no clue what caused the fire, but we have launched an inquiry commission that will soon tell us the reason. And we assure the people that there will be no delay in reconstructing the shrine.
Kashmir Valley is witnessing bumper tourism this summer. Also, the annual Hindu cave pilgrimage has started, but the incident has worried the authorities. Kashmir has witnessed violence over past 2 decades. However, over the couple of years, peace had once again revisited the valley. Anti-India sentiment runs too deep in Kashmir. Keeping in consideration the violent demonstrations of 2008, 2009 and 2010, Indian authorities are taking utmost caution to calm the sentiments of people who blame government for the slow response to the incident. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.